Announcing the results today, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer Love Mosekeramai said that a total of 3,316,082 votes were cast on Saturday's referendum. Of those, 3,079,966 voted yes, meaning they approve adoption of the document as the country's new constitution. 179,489 people voted no. The rest of the ballots, 56,627, were spoiled and not counted. With those results, ZEC Chief Sekeramai declared the draft duly adopted.
I now announce that since the majority of the votes were received in favor of the adoption of the draft constitution is declared to have been adopted by the people of Zimbabwe as the constitution of Zimbabwe.
COPAC co-chairman Douglas Monzora of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai explains the document will now be taken to Parliament, where it will be officially made law and then signed by President Robert Mugabe.
Until the signature by the president, the current constitution, the longest house constitution provisions apply. And therefore, it will be brought to parliament, and after parliament, it will be taken to president for signature. I must emphasize that immediately upon signature by the president, certain provisions come into operation. Provisions to deal with which have a bearing on elections. All of them come into operation immediately, like citizenship, human rights, the behavior of security forces, the provisions on devolution.
European Union Deputy Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Carl Skau, welcomed ZEC's announcement, saying the adoption of the new constitution paves the way for elections later in the year.
Well, the EU welcomed the reports indicating that the referendum process was, according to all indications, conducted in a calmly, orderly and professional fashion. This is a vital step in concluding the constitutional making process and paving way for general elections.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai, whose MDC had championed the yes vote, commended Zimbabweans for endorsing the document, which he said must come with respect for the rule of law.
Today we have endorsed a new contract which spells out how we want to be governed. Today we have ushered in a new value system which poises our country for many great opportunities that lie ahead. Today we have put in place the foundation for a new Zimbabwe. Yes, we must congratulate ourselves for this achievement. The major lesson as we put into effect this new constitution is that indeed a new Zimbabwe is possible well within our lifetime. Congratulations, Zimbabwe, for this achievement.
Asked about the arrest of his staffers and human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa on Sunday, Mr. Tsvangirai said these were attempts to derail change.
With this referendum, this represents a very positive step for the country. What do you do? What do you experience? Arrests, attack on my office, arrests, attack on civic society. This is a reaction of people who are communicating with their constituents that in spite of the progress the people are making, even the question of the fact that the people have consented to this constitution, we are still in charge. That is the message that is going on. It is a defiance message.
Meanwhile, Mtetwa, former MDC Councillor Worship Dumba and three other staffers from the Prime Minister's office appeared in court today. Mutetwa faces charges of obstructing the course of justice, while the other four face charges of violating the Officials' Secrets Act, the Criminal Law Codification Act, and impersonating public officials, among other charges. Prosecutors allege the staffers in Tsvangirai's office were compiling information to discredit the nation's judicial officials for allegedly not prosecuting corrupt politicians. Magistrate Marewana Zokofa denied defense attorney Tawani Mpofu's request that the state's charges not be heard because police had not complied with yesterday's High Court order to release Mtetwa. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.